Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
All right, on this Friday morning, it's back to virtual learning for the Marysville Public School District. Joining us right now, the superintendent of Marysville Schools, Dr. Sean Whiteman. Dr. Whiteman, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm doing well. Not a big surprise, given the number of coronavirus cases on the rise here in St. Clair County, huh?
Yeah, you know, our conversations here in Marysville go all the way back to July and August. And, you know, with the conversations we've had with the Board of Education, we knew it was only going to be a matter of time when we were going to have to pivot back to face-to-face, from face-to-face to virtual learning. We started off the year with virtual learning, expecting that the cases would be where they're currently at now at the very beginning of the year, but it didn't happen. It actually took a few months, or roughly around 34 days, before things started heading in the wrong direction. So last night during our board meeting, we had the Director of Homeland Security and Emergency Management there, Justin Westmiller. We also had St. Clair County's Medical Health Officer, Dr. Verkentant, there to give the board their update on what's happening in the county, and they communicated some serious concerns, and the Board of Education made a difficult decision. But, you know, in the district, we're committed to keeping our schools open for in-person learning as long as benefits outweigh the risks. But climbing COVID-19 cases and the number of adults subsequently quarantined in our community are creating staffing shortages in all of our buildings. So it was a difficult decision, and we're going to have to pivot back at least until December 9th, which is when the board will revisit the decision to make a, you know, have a conversation and discussion about whether or not they want to pivot back to face-to-face or continue with the virtual learning. But it's looking like that's not going to happen anytime soon.
Of course, you get into December 9th, and you're getting close to Christmas break, and you wonder if it might just be well into 2021 before in-person learning happens again, huh?
Yeah, it's very likely. The one thing I will say, though, because of that, we did start the year off virtually. We do have a little bit of an advantage over some of the other districts in the area because we did start that work early on. So our staff are already familiar with that process. Also, our students in the classroom are familiar with what they're expected to do. And, you know, it's going to likely be a while before we're able to change the mode of learning. And, you know, because we started off the academic year this way, I think it's actually going to benefit Marysville overall, because we're already familiar and acclimated with that process.
There are going to be people out there, Dr. Whiteman, that say, well, why did you even bother going back into the classroom if you knew that it was likely you'd have to go back to all virtual again?
Well, at that time, last month when the board had this discussion and everything, the numbers looked very, very different. And, you know, in a short period of time, they drastically went in the opposite direction. And, you know, during the conversation we had last month, the district board felt very confident in the decision to at least try to bring back students face-to-face and to see how things go. But unfortunately, students and staff in our schools are, of course, wearing masks, but outside of our campuses and beyond our halls and walls, out into the community, things aren't necessarily happening in that way. So we're in our buildings, we're hopeful that we were going to be able to mitigate some of these issues in our buildings, but it doesn't seem like it's overall in our communities, it's really being followed. So that's where our troubles are happening, because it's now coming into our schools.
What happens with extracurricular activities when you go back to all virtual on Monday?
We're having those discussions right now. For example, with sports or athletics, we're transitioning into our winter seasons. We're waiting for some guidance from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. The Macomb Area League Conference athletic directors and building principals have been in discussions about what it is that they're looking to do, whether or not they want to delay the seasons for 2 weeks or a month or maybe even into the new year. So there's already discussions about that. But we're going to have to just wait and see how things turn out in that particular aspect. But with clubs and such, we're still having those discussions about how we're going to proceed with those things.
Well, flexible has been the word of the year, hasn't it?
You have to be flexible. You have to be willing to pivot. We talked about this at the very beginning of the year. You know, I know it's been difficult for some of our families, but this is unfortunately a pandemic year, and we're dealing with pandemic learning, and we're just trying to do the best we can with the circumstances that we're in.
It's all you can do. Dr. Whiteman, we appreciate the update. Thanks so much. Keep us updated if anything changes, and we'll let everybody know what's happening there in Marysville.
Thank you, Paul. Have a great Thanksgiving.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.